Monday, March 28th, 2022. 5:51 a.m. Okay, let me, I'm back here in the studio slash garage slash storage area. I've got, okay, like I said before, I had a little project of setting up a portable generator to supply electricity to my house. Let me try to get, I got this little, let's see here. There we go. I got this little, let me try this. There we go. I got this little makeshift sound room here that I'm trying to get used to. I don't know if it's going to really help my sound quality on these or not. But just something I put together with scraps of stuff I was going to throw away. Anyway, so I'm back out here. I've been thinking about the big panel, whiteness of the whale. And I haven't had time to really get into painting. I've had all sorts of stuff. We've got the dog not feeling good now. He's throwing up and doesn't want to eat a lot of food. We're going to put him back on a bland boiled chicken and white rice diet and see how that works. He's been losing weight. He doesn't want to eat his regular food, although he was never a big eater. He's not overweight or anything, but now he is actually losing weight. He wants to eat the cat food, which we don't really want him to do, but at this point, we're kind of like letting him if he wants to, because he's, like I said, he's losing weight, but he actually wants to eat it, but he does not want to touch his food, his regular dog food that he had been eating up to this point. So, anyway, what else? So, yeah, I've been trying to lose weight, so I've been on a a no-carb diet. So I kind of pretty much cut out carbs, a lot of processed carbs. And like, I don't eat rice, I don't eat potatoes, I don't eat processed chips or bread or anything like that. Any kind of carbs I get are from whole foods, like, you know, the beans, or what else do I eat? Avocados, anything like that. Stay away from the starchy vegetables like potatoes. And let's see. So, been doing that. I really would like to start painting here, and I don't know if that's going to be any possible today. Today is kind of a rainy day, or last night is, and so it's supposed to be like off and on rain this afternoon, maybe possible thunderstorms this afternoon. So working in the garden, I'll start it tomorrow. I didn't have any real good boots to wear for working in the garden. I don't really want to wear my hiking boots because working in the garden and shoveling stuff and what have you really tears up the boots. So true to my form, I'm the Imelda Marcos in this relationship. I definitely have more shoes than my wife does. I went ahead and bought some work boots so I can work in the yard. And let those get all beat up. But it wasn't the boots that put me over the edge. I've definitely been the Imelda Marcos in this relationship for a long time. My wife's not big on buying stuff for her, you know, clothes or whatever, for herself. And I always find, I've gotten, you know, like right now I'm wearing some of my old hiking boots, but leaky and whatever, they got, the seams are kind of breaking out, that I can't use them outside for anything. I can't walk in wet grass without getting socks wet and stuff. So if I worked out in the garden with them, all sorts of dirt would get in there, and I'd have dirt in my shoes. So the only thing I really use them for now is for in the studio, for painting. And, well, that's all that's for. But, yeah, so kind of embarrassing that I have more shoes than my wife, I think. If you're going to, you know, it's not a manly thing. Usually women have tons of shoes. They love buying shoes. But not my wife. So I guess that's, I guess we're the example of the breaking the stereotypes of gender identity in that respect. How many shoes one of the parties owns or gets involved with. Anyway, so yeah, so these boots are different. I don't usually buy Western style boots, but I bought some this time to try them out, and hope I don't end up regretting that. So anyway, the war in Ukraine goes on, and I really haven't been watching that much news about it, but yeah, I'm not terribly impressed with the Biden administration. I think it seems to me that more and more it's obvious that he's not in charge. Okay, it seems that the people around him are actually telling him what to do, or making the decisions that we elected one person to do. Again, again, Trump wasn't my first choice when that first election came around with him against Hillary. He wasn't my first choice, but Hillary definitely was not one of my choices. I could see the corruption going on there. But yeah, I don't. I'm pretty sure that nobody could deny that Trump was in charge. You know, the people around him weren't in charge. He was definitely making the decisions. I'm not convinced at all that Biden's making any real decisions, because he always makes references to these handlers that are around. You know, they don't want me to take any questions, or I'm going to get in trouble from them if I say this. You know, that kind of crap. It's like, come on, man. Are you the president or not? Are you really in charge or not? You know? So, anyway, let me, I might do a little painting here just till the sun comes up. If it rained real good, I won't need to water, which is nice. We'll see. Okay, so I'm pretty much gonna call it quits here for now. I don't really want to get involved with this. Let me remove my little voice let me remove my little sound box here and see if that actually works. And there we go. I don't know if it actually did anything or not, but we'll find out. Okay. So have a good one, and see you later. Okay, let me, this is a little addendum to my post for today. I just want to talk about why I started talking about the war in the Ukraine, and then all of a sudden started talking about Joe Biden. And it's because at this time, just this past week, Joe Biden was in Europe addressing NATO and meeting with NATO. And then he took a trip to Poland and did some talking there. He talked to our troops and had a photo op, which is really kind of sickening. I hate photo op for any president, including Trump. Including Obama, including George W., and including, who was that before, Clinton. Yeah, the Clintons with their photo ops. I hate photo ops. Anyway, that's why I was talking about Biden, because he was in the news regarding the war in the Ukraine. He made all sorts of commitments as far as what type of material we're going to send over, but did not make any type of a commitment that... Hold on. that would say that we are behind the Ukrainians, and we're going to supply them with whatever they need it is to win. Because it, and that's the discussion nowadays, is that it looks like the Ukrainians can win as long as we keep feeding them the material they need. We don't really need to get into the involved in the fight, but just supply them with the material and they'll fight it themselves. Apparently there's low morale in the Russian army. And there was even one report that Russian soldiers ran a general over with a tank, and he had some really bad injuries, and then later succumbed to those injuries and died. So it doesn't look good for the Russians as far as their war is concerned. But so that's why I spoke about Joe Biden when I started talking about the Ukraine, because in this past week he was there. Then I watched some of it just to see what, see what we're going to get involved with. And we really should supply them with as much as we can let them fight off the Russians. And it only do us some good, as, you know, because if the Russians get defeated, that's good for the world. They're definitely a bad actor. They've always been, and with all the corruption and everything. And it'd be actually, if they could get rid of those, like Putin and stuff, it'd be good for the people of Russia, because he's definitely a murderer. Jails and murders his political opponents. So maybe that'll happen to him. Who knows? But yeah, the world would be a better place without him in charge of Russia. So that's it. Have a good one.